بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered on June 3, 2016 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of 27th anniversary of Imam Khomeini's passing. The speech was delivered at Imam Khomeini's shrine in Tehran, Iran.
There are specific criteria for being a revolutionary. I'd like to mention 5 criteria during this meeting. The first criterion is a commitment to the main principles and values of the revolution. The second criterion is aiming at the ideals of the revolution and making great efforts to attain them. We should identify the ideals and lofty goals of the revolution, and then we should make efforts to attain them. The third criterion is the commitment to the independence of the country in all areas, including political, economic, cultural, which is the most important one, and independence of security. The fourth criterion regards showing sensitivity in the face of the enemy and the enemy's plots and plans, refusing to follow him.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The enemy should be identified. His plans should be understood, and following him should be avoided. As I said recently, the Holy Quran has referred to this refusal to follow the enemy as a great jihad. I have spoken 2-3 times about this matter. The fifth criterion is religious and political piety, which is very important. If these 5 criteria exist within someone, then they are definitely a revolutionary. Of course, as I said before, there are different degrees of revolutionary behavior. I will provide a short explanation for each of these 5 criteria. As I said, the first criterion is a commitment to the basic and fundamental values of Islam. Last year, in the same meeting, I spoke about Imam's principles. These are our fundamental principles. The first principle is the commitment to original Islam, which is opposed to American Islam. Original Islam is against American Islam. American Islam has 2 branches. One is reactionary Islam, and another is secular Islam. Arrogance and materialistic powers have supported and continue to support both of these branches. Sometimes they create them, sometimes they guide them, and sometimes they help them.
You've